Hey, Dr. Berg here. In this video, I want to talk about a very common problem of bloating. The question is, are you fat or are you just bloated? If you have that top roll right below your rib cage right here, it's like a second roll, chances are you could just be bloated. It might not be actual fat. So let's show you the mechanism of what happens behind this problem. Well, we have this liver on the right side right here. It's about 3.5 pounds, the size of a football, and it makes something called bile, okay? Now, you might have heard of bile, but bile is the detergent that breaks down the fat, the oil, the grease. It's like dishwashing liquid, and it helps you break down fats, all fats, oils, peanut butter, nuts, salad dressing, fish oils, all the different oils. And what it does is it allows you to break down those fats and use it as energy and the fat-soluble vitamins. So you have certain vitamins that are fat-soluble. And what does that mean? Well, that means that those are the vitamins that are stored in the tissues longer as compared to what's water-soluble. And so just like they come from fat or oils. So certain vitamins you get from the oil of a plant or a nut or an olive, okay? So we have vitamin A, we have vitamin E, we have vitamin F, vitamin D, and there's vitamin K. These are the fat-soluble vitamins. If you're deficient in bile, you're not going to have the ability to digest these vitamins despite taking them. And this is a confusion that people have. They have dry skin and they're not seeing at night. That's a vitamin A deficiency, and they're wondering why aren't I take the vitamin but I'm not seeing results. That could also be sinus problems. Vitamin F and vitamin D work together with calcium absorption, so they're taking all these vitamins but they're not seeing any change with the calcium, so they have calcium deficiency, especially in the upper back area, in the muscles and the calf. And vitamin E could show up as a tired heart. You can be actually, your heart tired is going to pull the sternum forward. You're going to slouch forward or create a lot of tension in your upper back and your neck area just from the lack of vitamin E, because the vitamin E increases the oxygen carrying capacity of the heart muscle by 250%. It's the underlying root of many angina type problems of chest pain. So you have all these deficiencies, but the one I want to talk about is the vitamin D deficiency. That's the one that it's getting a lot of hype lately because everyone needs vitamin D and they're taking massive amounts and they're thinking it's good, but they're not digesting it. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. If you don't have enough bile, you're not going to digest vitamin D. It might show up as a deficiency in the body and you might take it, it's just not going in. Vitamin D is essential for the immune system. It's essential even to prevent cancer. It's essential to regulate your immune system and also calcium, all right? And if you don't have enough of it, you could have a problem with not being able to feel really good through the holidays or the seasonal. You might get seasonal blues. You might get depressed when there's not enough sunlight, all right? So the question is, what happens when we don't have enough bile? You get bloated, especially towards the evening, and then the morning it goes down, and then you start eating and it starts getting bigger and bigger. What causes this bile depletion is this hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone activated by stress, and too much cortisol will cause the deficiency of bile because cortisol is essential in regulating the recycling process of bile through the intestine. So without that recycling, replenishing function, you're going to have a problem with the deficiency of bile over time if you actually have a lot of stress over time in your life. So when you don't have enough bile, you're going to start to have digestive bloating and burping and belching and indigestion. And then the worst thing you do is take any acids, because that just goes from bad to worse because it just covers it up and it doesn't help give you more bile. And then you're going to start getting constipated. And because you're not digesting all the fats, especially even nuts or peanut butter, you're going to crave a little sweet after dinner. And you're going to start having blood sugar problems. So if your body can't digest fat, it's going to want sugar because it needs the quick fuel. So it's underneath a lot of cravings to carbohydrates. So this is a very vital thing. And what I suggest people do is take a little purified bile salts. Don't take the bile salts because they're actually quite disgusting. Get the purified bile salts. And you take some of that with each meal, like one tablet, and it'll start to build this thing up. and it starts to it'll make people not no more lo- no no longer anemic, because anemia is one another problem with a bile deficiency too. So they start becoming more fortified with their blood with iron, and they're no longer anemic. So a lot of problems go away when you have enough bile. So you take it over a period of time until your stool turns a little bit green, or actually the little bit of green little balls in the toilet, because bile is this little, it's like a fat soluble thing that, I'm sorry, it's a pigment that will go through you, and that means pretty much that you have enough. So you don't want to keep taking it if you have enough, but you might need to take it for a period of time if you just are that deficient. Okay, so this is how it works. Long-term stress, sustained stress, activates cortisol, stops the recycling of the bile, or causes too much recycling or too much deficiency. Now we start getting the vitamin A deficiencies, the vitamin F deficiencies, the vitamin E, D, and K, start having all sorts of issues with calcium and cramping and posture and fatigue and even depression and heart problems. And you get bloating and you get this big roll of fat right here. A little bit of purified bile salts put back in your diet each day will solve this very massive problem that can actually be a long-term thing, because it's very few people know how to diagnose it. Hope that helped. See you in the next video.